In this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns, and those who dig. You dig. Where?
That ain't just a stab or two, he got cut to the handgun. Now the youngin' has a shoot, but can't come with the tantrums. No pitching, they shot underhand. He just got his top popped, I just popped rubber bands. I stand on what not to do, what not doesn't stand. Don't risk it all stopping through one stop, couple jams. But might as well package it, traffic it. He was a stand up guy till he had to sit. The bags plus size, stuff the bags a bit. I stand on one side, passionate.
Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. Welcome back to episode 212 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. So great to be back again podcasting, trying to be more consistent as far as getting episodes out punctually each month. And I've had a little bit more time lately, so I've been able to get more work out. Appreciate that. Try to keep the podcast interesting as far as the content I put out. I try to put out a mixture of little rap poetry, as it were, music, beats, knowledge, myself speaking, and, you know, little audio clips or large audio clips of other speakers. So I try to keep it real refreshing and interesting for the audience, you know, valuing your time and, you know, your loyalty as far as coming back as a listener. So, and obviously I do have that, and I want to give a shout out to everyone that does listen to the show and support me just by listening, you know. And also my email again, if you want to give me some idea or feedback on the show, is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com, and that goes for all my social media. I'm on Instagram as alphamalebuddhist, and you can actually find me on YouTube. I put out a channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and it's there. I'm trying to get some content up there. Or maybe you could give me an idea of stuff that you would like to see. YouTube is funny because it's easy to get kicked off. I already had a couple of channels closed down, so I don't have a lot of hope for that YouTube channel. But anyway, again, I'm trying to make an assessment of the situation that we're all in right now, because now I hear that we've attacked Iran, which is no joke. I mean, that's a big country with a big military, and it has all kind of ramification with Russia and China. So it's no joke. It looks like they really in real life want to get us into war. So something we have to be aware of and realize that this is no time to be getting into any, like, Taylor Swift, you know, what kind of shirt she wore, and is she Illuminati, and why is Cat Williams, you know, all of a sudden, you know, dropping all of these truths to us to attract our attention away from where it needs to be, whether they're giving a good message, a bad message, or whatever it might be, being aware of the manipulation that's taking place and aware of the time that we're in right now, which is real serious. So you want to make sure that you have preparations in any kind of way, whether that be food or medical, financial, you know, family backup, you know, living situation, whatever it might be. Just make sure that you have everything down tight, because we could be facing some real challenges coming up soon. We have an election month coming in November of this year, and a few months away. And some people say we're not even going to have an election. I'm not going to go dark. I'm going to stay positive and just be prepared myself and take control over the things I'm able to do, take control over it. And the things I can't, I'm not going to waste energy on that, because again, there's nothing you can do for that. So it's important, man, the situational awareness and consuming the right media and information. Like I said, I hear such nonsense about, you know, different celebrities and how come I to be honest with you, I can't even I'm trying to recall right now, like, the nonsense that I see on social media. I see Arnold Schwarzenegger's young kid, and they're trying to kick that up, and, you know, Hunter Biden and all these kind of things like that. And it's all really a distraction, because first of all, I don't believe any of it really to be true as far as what is being fed to us, because I just don't, you know, just from experience. So very important to have within your planning the preparedness of what's happening and what's coming up, you know, in a positive way, but in an engaged way where you are not wasting time and not being foolish with, you know, whatever resources you have or energy or time. You know, it's not really a time to be gaming, you know, unless if you have the ability to do it. If you can game and sit there and game for 11 hours a day and your life is fine, you work from home or whatever, or you're maintained, that's fine. That's cool. But still try to find a way to be productive and how to help, because things could be changing, you know. So just something to keep in mind. I just want to say right now, it looks like we're coming up on a militaristic time or something like that, and I'm totally against war. But any young people listening to the show, or if you know anybody young that's thinking about enlisting in the army, see if they can get it in writing, like a guaranteed kind of training that they would get from the army for enlisting, whether that be learning how to work on airplanes or learning electrical, hydraulic, whatever it might be, a skill set that they can actually utilize outside of the military service. Obviously, if it's dealing with some kind of nuclear radioactive stuff, there's limited application for that. But if they functionally learn diesel, whatever, you know, engineering itself, something practical, you know, airplane maintenance, then that's going to be a real positive for you and enable you to sign up for, you know, whatever enlistment you're going to do. Again, I'm against war, but if you're going to do it, and if your family situation dictates that you got to do it, your life situation dictates that, then you get something out of it in return for what you're giving them, you know, which is a lot, as it were. So, well, that'll wrap it up for this episode 212, and I do want to thank you for listening, and praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Jesus Christ's name.
Why boast at thyself, O evil man? Playing smart and not being clever. Oh no, I say you're working iniquity to achieve vanity, yeah. if I saw, I saw. But the goodness of Jah Jah endure it forever. If you are the big tree, we are the small ass, sharpened to cut you down.
Well sharp.
Ready to cut you down. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Knowledge Hobo. That's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.